Hey, what's up? It's Jahi Winston from We Have a Ghost, and you're watching Young Entertainment Mag.
So it's really nice to talk to you. My name's Ryan and I'm with Young Entertainment Mag. So we're really, really excited to I'm really excited to see you again because we actually met years ago back at the premiere for Everything Sucks, which was on Netflix.
Wow.
So it's been
Yeah.
a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really fun to get to speak with you again. I wanted to give you a little bit of a throwback and kind of see if you could
Oh,
see how long ago
goodness.
that was back in New York.
Yep.
And
Jeez.
we asked everyone on the red carpet what their, since the show took place in the 90s, we asked everyone what their favorite 90s trend was that they wish would come back. Do you remember what your answer was?
I definitely do not. I may the music maybe? Did I say something about the music? Let's see.
Maybe, let's see it. Kind of hard to hear, but you said the overalls, which was a really good choice.
The overalls. I knew it was either like music or fashion. Yeah, those are the best things about the 90s is the music
Yeah,
and the fashion.
and the
Yeah.
most memorable. So
And the most memorable,
I thought
exactly.
that was a great choice. And now you're back on Netflix with this new movie, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah.
So, what has the experience been like being in this movie, especially working with stars like Anthony Mackie and David Harbour? Was that a little bit intimidating working with them, or were they like on set and offset, or what were they like in front of the camera? What was it like working with them? What was it like just getting to be around them? What was that experience like?
It was so much fun working with Anthony and David because for one, they're two very different, completely different types of actors. You know, both very dedicated to their craft. Like Anthony is like Juilliard trained, and obviously David is like a veteran Shakespeare trained actor. But both of them are very serious about their craft. But it was so cool getting to see them in an element that is like not really what we would see them in. You know, they're both usually known for their work as dramatic actors, and to see Anthony in a comedy is incredibly fun. And to see David kind of doing this like Charlie Chaplin-esque style of character work was also really intriguing as well. And so it was great seeing that, like the dynamic between like going from Anthony, who was comes on set and is like the most gregarious, loudest, funniest, most charismatic person, and then David, who is like very chill and is like comes to work, he has his little books and he's like sitting in the corner with his earnest comb over, and it was great. I learned a lot from both of them and from the entire cast. I had a great time with Jennifer Coolidge, who was with us for a week doing her thing, and it was great just getting to hang out with her and Tig and obviously Erica Ash, and who plays my mom, Niles Fitch, who plays my brother. It was great. The cast is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's interesting that you were bringing up how David Harbour's kind of playing like a Chaplin-esque kind of role in this movie. And since he's playing the title character, I guess you could say he's playing the ghost, it's really fascinating to see all the special effects and how you're interacting with him in the movie. So how did that work? Were you reading alongside David? Was there any time on set where you guys were like right next to each other? Was it all CGI? Is there any kind of movie magic you could pull the curtain back on a little bit?
Yeah, so David was w there the entire time. You know, it was David there 100% of the time. There were times where after we would do a take with he and I, he would have to step out and I would have to just do the scene basically by myself for visual effects, because they had to get one with David and they would have to do a pass where David wasn't in there so that visual effects could have like the different, like, I don't know, models to do their visual effects thing. I don't know the science behind it, but yeah, and we would have to dudes ball and charts, or I don't even know what it's called, but it's basically when they come in and they do like a color thing for visual effects so that they can get a sense of the lighting and make it easier for them to make David the actor look like a ghost. And so those are the most like I guess movie magic secrets that we had. And it was great when we did the scene with Judy Romano when Ernest is like scaring everybody. David got to be on this like cool crane type thing when he like floats into the room, and so that was great watching him kind of like him like being 6'3" floating across the room. It was cool. No, the visual effects side was great, but it was cool because I still had David there to play off of, so it was fun. I never done anything like that before.
That's so awesome, and it's so fascinating to see how some movies would just use CGI, some of them use like a motion capture, so to see how it all comes together is really interesting, and it's nice to know that you were working off of him in a lot of scenes too. And I'm really fascinated by the scenes that you had with Anthony Mackie too. Some of them were lighthearted and some of them were very heated. Was that kind of intimidating or challenging, or since you guys had a rapport, the father-son rapport, what was it like building all of that?
It was great. We had a rehearsal period before we started shooting, and that was the period of time where we were able to really discuss the dynamics of all of the characters of the whole family. And one of the things that was mentioned was that Kevin is kind of on an island by himself, but his closest ally, or the person he feels the strongest connection to in his family when we meet them, is his mother, because his mother has been through a lot with his mom, with his dad, and he really feels this sense of protection, protectiveness over his mom, because she's been let down a lot and whatever. And Niles's character, Fulton, is really a lot closer to his dad. He lives to please his dad, and that just drives Kevin crazy. And so I think those dynamics were really cool to play, and we actually fell into a little bit of those that way off screen as well. Like, we would have these discussions. It would be like me, Anthony, Niles, Erica, we would be having these discussions, and Erica and I would be on one side of the debate and Niles and Anthony would be on another side of the debate. Like, it was so fun. It was so funny. We would be like, we're literally our characters right now. But no, we slipped into that family dynamic very, very easily. I felt like Chris did a great job of like putting a family together and having us bond, and it was the most fun. I miss them dearly. It was great.
That's so cool. And I feel like that also, there's so many elements to this movie. There's some comedy, there's some drama, there's some action, there's horror, obviously, but the ghost aspect, there's so many different things about horror movies and ghost movies and just movies in general that this movie has. So it's really, really interesting to see all of them combined. And with that, I also wanted to ask you, do you have a favorite ghost movie in pop culture, ghost movie, ghost TV show? Was there anything that you kind of watched to prepare for this role that has to do with that ghostly kind of supernatural-esque, or do you have your own personal favorite? You can't say this one, because this one is obviously.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. You know, when I was little, I used to love that movie 13 Ghosts. Yeah, I haven't seen it in so long, but I used to like that movie when I was little. I'm a horror fanatic. I love anything like in the horror, sci-fi world. Obviously, one of my favorite horror movies ever is The Babadook. That was a really crazy, like, psychological, like, type horror movie that just it's incredible every time I watch it. And what else? I have so many. I can't even think of what is. Oh, is that like Ace Ventura, where she's like, where the person's like, we have exorcised the demons? I like it. I like that movie too. That's a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great example, yeah. Kind of like this movie, how there are so many elements and so many genres that come together in one, and it just makes the movie even better.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. So like you said, those are a lot of really good classic choices. And I think a lot of the people that are going to be watching this movie are going to consider it among one of the classics for them too.
Well, I received that. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, it's been great to reunite with you and get to talk to you again after meeting you back in New York a few years ago.
Yes, great seeing
you.
It's
nice to see you back on Netflix. And the movie is really great. Congratulations on everything. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great seeing you.
Great seeing you too. Have a great day.
Me too. Hey, it's Jahi Winston, and you're watching Young Entertainment Mag.